This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Bruchim Abayim, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua, Yevamayis, Meseches, Yevamayis, Daf, Kuv Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph. The Mishnah said that the Rabbanon say you can only testify up to 3 days about a mess, because a mess is only recognizable for 3 days. After that, the face could be distorted, blown up, and you can't testify anymore. And Reb Yehuda says, look, not everybody is the same, not all places are the same, not all times are the same. Fatter people, they may be distorted quicker, and skinny people may be distorted less, and different climates and different times of the year. So the question is, Reb Yehuda being Mekel, is he being Machmer? Is he saying you could testify more than 3 days if conditions allow, or is he saying you cannot testify in less than 3 days if conditions do not allow? It says Gemara, Reb Yehuda ben Bava lukula palig or lechumra palig. Is Reb Yehuda ben Bava arguing to be lenient, or is he arguing to be stringent? Tashma, come in here. Dahu gavra, there was a person, detava bekarmi, he drowned in Karmi. Va'asku abehedya, and they brought him up by Behedya, that's a place. After 3 days. Labasar Tosyaman, after 3 days. Va'ansava, and they allowed the wife to get married based on the testimony. Excuse me, Va'ansava, Ravdimi Minneharda, Lidabisu, and Ravdim Minneharda allowed the wife to get married. Vesu, and further, Hahu Gavra de Itba Bediglas, another guy drowned in the Tigris. Vaskua, and they brought him up Agishra de Shivistina, by the bridge of Shivistina. Vaansiva Rabba Lidibisu Apuma de Shushvini. And Rava allowed the wife to get married based on the testimony of friends. Labasar Chamisha Yami, after 5 days. So we have two instances where more than 3 days, testimony was accepted. Iyam Reb Bishlam Lekula Palag, if Reb Yehuda ben Bava argues that you could be lenient under certain circumstances and allow someone to get married in more than 3 days, Inu David Reb Yehuda ben Bava. So then, Rav Dimi and Rava were going like Reb Yehuda ben Bava. But if Reb Yehuda ben Bava was machmer and saying you can't even, sometimes you can't even testify less than 3 days, inhu da'avid kaman, who were Rav and Rav Dimi going like? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. I'll tell you really that Reb Yehuda ben Bava is machmir, and he holds that you can't testify even less than 3 days. But water is different. Water preserves the body longer. So when a body drowns, the body is preserved. Says Gemara, Shani Maya Ditsamsi. Water contracts the body. The body is contracted. And therefore, you could testify even more than 3 days. Aye, but we just said on Kuf Chafam and Beis that even if a limb is cut above the knee, the person won't survive. And even according to the one who holds that you will survive, not if it got wet. If it gets wet, it aggravates the wound. Says the Gemara, aye, but we said, Va'amrin Maya Marzumaka, we said earlier that water aggravates a wound. Right? The Gemara says that you can't say that our Mishnah holds. The Gemara wants to say Rav Shimon Elazar holds on a meguyad ein meiden even above the knee, and the Gemara said, "I the seifa that above the knee you can't survive." Well, water aggravates it. So how do we deal with what we're saying now that water actually is beneficial for the preservation of a body? It says Gemara, "Hanimi lehech deikamaka." When there's a wound, water aggravates the wound. Once there's a wound, so it causes bloating. Puffing. But if there's no maka, mitzmus tzamis, it contracts. Says the Gemara, Vahani mili dechiaske chazye bishate. This halacha is only if at the time the body came up, the Edim saw the body immediately. Avalishtahi, but if, let's say, there was a delay and the Edim did not see the body for a while, mitpach tafach, then the body could bloat. So in other words, this idea that if it falls into water, you have even more than 3 days, that might be true, but you have to be able to testify as soon as it comes out of the water. Okay. Now we come to basically the final sugya of Yevamos. Actually, one of the final sugyas of Yevamos. This is a major sugya. We actually once spent a very long time on the sugya. We have a 12-part series of shiurim on the Titanic, which really did this sugya in a lot of depth. And all the sfek sfekas that are involved in what we call Mayim Shein Lahem Soif, and 9/11, and World Trade Center, and other international catastrophes. But this is the basis of the sugya. Basically, there's Mayim Sheish Lahem Soif and Mayim Shein Lahem Soif. If somebody falls into finite water and they don't emerge in an amount of time that someone could survive, it's much easier to testify that somebody died, because what are you worried? There's nowhere for them to go. But if somebody fell in endless waters, the simple concern is, even though you don't see them emerge, they may have been carried away by a wave to the other side, and now they're living a new existence. Furthermore, we're going to see in the Gemara, it could be they fell into some kind of burrow that the fish dug, and they're hiding out over there. But in Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Soif, in a finite waters, if the guy's not coming out, so he ain't coming out. There's nowhere for him to go. And even so, Rav Meir, who is always choshesh for the miyot, still says you can't testify that he died. Says Gemara, Nafal Lamayim, if somebody fell into water, Bein Sheyesh Lahem Soif, whether it is finite, Bein Sheyein Lahem Soif, or it's infinite, Ishtai Asura, the wife is Asur. Why? Because he might be alive. In finite water, yeah. Amar Amir, I'll tell you a story. Ma'isa be'achad shenafal abar hagada. A guy fell into a big pit. V'ala l'achar shlishiyom. He came out after 3 days. Now that's a... How in the world this guy survived after 3 days? I mean, how's that possible? I mean, I don't think you could survive an hour. I mean, what's the longest amount of time a person could not breathe for? I don't think it's more than a few minutes. So, nevertheless, Rav Meir says the guy came out after 3 days. The Aruch Lener has a different take on it. Maybe there's an air pocket, an air bubble, some kind of, you know, pressure area that created a cavity in the water. But simply, Rav Meir says, it's happened. It's happened. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi said, Maisa Basuma. There's a story about a blind man. Sheyarad litbal b'ma'ara. He went down to be toivel in a cave. V'yarad moishchei achrav, and his guard went down after him. V'shou k'dei shetetzi nafsham, and the edim waited the amount of time it would take for them to die. V'isus nishasem, and we allowed their wives to marry. So Rabbi Yossi argues on Rav Meir. Rabbi Yossi says, as long as we wait the amount of time somebody can't, typically would not make it, at that point in time you could testify that the guy died. Veshuv Masa Ba'asya. And then there was a story in Asia. Be'echad Sheshal Shuhu Liyam. They let him down into the sea. V'lay Olsa Biyadam. And all they were able to bring up is El Araglai. So all you have is the guy's foot. So this is what we had quoted before. Amru Chachamim, the rabbi said, Min Ho'arkuva L'mala Tinase, from the knee and above, then you could get married. If we find that his limb was severed from the knee and above, you could get married. There's no way he survived Minar Kubalamata, but if it was cut by the knee and down, Loi Tinase, you can't get married. So what we need to know is Machlekes Ramei and the Chacham. Rameir says, even Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Soif, you cannot testify the guy died. The Chachamim say, Mayim Sheein Lahem Soif, you can't testify that he died. Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Soif, you could testify that the guy died. Tanu Rabbanan. Mayim Somebody falls into water, bein sheyesh lohem saif, bein shein lohem saif, ishtay asura, the wife is asur, divrei ha-meir. The chachamim omer, mayim sheyesh lohem saif, ishtay muteres, water that has an end, the woman is mutter, b'shein lohem saif, ishtay asura, if there's no end, the woman is asur. Heichi dami mayim sheyesh lohem saif. What is a situation of water that has an end? What's an example of water that's finite? Amar Abaye, you know what finite water is? If you could stand in one spot and see all the river banks, all the banks on all four sides, so you know, if the guy came out, you would have seen him. Kol she'omed, anyone who's standing, v'roya me'ar b'ruchosim, and he sees on all four sides. That's mayim she'esh lohem saif. Okay. Hahu gavra d'tavra ba'agma d'simki. A guy drowned in the swamp of Simki. It's a marsh, and it's stagnant water, Rashi says. And even though the bank is too far away to see, but the water is stagnant, so perhaps there's no chash that any wave or current took him anywhere. So what happened was, Insevei Rav Shila L'debisu, a guy fell into the swamp. Now, there's no way to see to the end of the swamp, but there's no way for the guy to have gotten to the end of the swamp. So Rav Shila sent to his wife, Rav Shila allowed his wife to marry, even though it seems like that was a big error, because it's Mayim Sheish Nam Saif. So Rav and Shmuel wanted to put Rav Shila into Chayram, because that's not the correct psak. If it's Mayim Sheish Nam Saif, if it's Mayim She'en Lohem Soif, the guy, you can't testify, the guy died. Amar Le Rav L'Shmuel, so Rav said to Shmuel, Ta Neshamte, come, let's put him in Chirim. Rav wanted to put the guy in Chirim, Rav Shila in Chirim. Amar Le Shmuel said to Rav, Nishlach Le Beresha, before we put him in Chirim, let's ask him, Rav Shila, what were you thinking? Shol Chulei, they sent to him, hey Rabbi, do you know the Halacha? Endless water. Is the wife asur or mutter? He sent correctly. The wife is asur. Okay, Rabbi, what's this case? Is it mayim sheyesh lohem soif? Or is it mayim she'en lohem soif? Sorry, Phil, we started early tonight. But we're doing an amud and a half. So here's what you need to know. Endless waters, you ready? Endless waters, you can't testify that a guy died because he could have been taken to the other side. A current could have taken him to the other side. Finite waters, the guy doesn't come out, you could testify that he died. So a guy fell into an endless waters, but it was a swamp. So there's no chash that a current maybe took him. Rav Shila seemed to have incorrectly paskined that his wife could marry. So the rabbis, Rav and Shmuel, wanted to put him into Chayim, were right in the middle of the page. So they asked him, Rabbi, is this swamp of Simki, is it finite waters? Ayin lahem saif. Shalach lahu, he said, Mayim shein lahem saif. It's endless. So he said, so Rabbi, why did you allow his wife to get married? Umar mai taima avirachi. Why did you allow the wife to get married? You know Mayim Shein Lohem Soif, the wife is awesome. You know this is Mayim Shein Lohem Soif. So why did you do this? So he said, Mitta Matina. I made a mistake. Ano Savri, I held, Kivin the cover of a kaimi, since the water was stagnant. Kemayim Shein Lohem Soif Dami. It's like finite waters, because he ain't going anywhere. He's not moving. It's true it's endless, but the reason why endless waters, we're worried that maybe he got to the other side. How did he get to the other side? He didn't swim, a current took him, but there's no current over here. The water doesn't move. So he says, Kemayim sheyesh lohem soif tami. I thought it was like finite waters. V'lohi, but I was wrong. Kivan de'ika gali, since there were waves, Amar Gully Ashpalu. Maybe the waves took him to a faraway place. So Shmuel said to Rav, "Rav, wow, God really saved you over here. It's good. You were about to put him in Cherem, but God saved you." Kari Shmuel, Eid Rav, Shmuel called upon Rav, "Lo yu'una l'tzadeh kol aven." Nothing bad happens to the righteous man. So Rav said to Shmuel, "Actually, the reason why God saved me is because of you, because you told us to ask him." Kari Rav, Eid Shmuel, Utshua Barovioitz. Rav said about Shmuel, salvation is found with a lot of advice. You take advice, good things happen. Okay, story. Story time. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe said, Maisa b'shnei b'nei Adam mechmarin machmarin b'yadne. Two guys were setting traps in the Jordan. Jordan River is a big river. Ein lahem soif. You can't stand in one spot and you could see maybe across, but you can't see lengthwise. One of them went into a burrow of fish. I don't know exactly what that is, but the fish somehow, they burrow into the riverbank. And it was shallow when he entered, but by the time he spent some time in there, it became fuller. Vishakachama, the sun set. V'loi ra pischa shamchila, he couldn't find the exit. Vishakhaver kadesh tetsin after. The friend was very nice. He waited 10 minutes to say, "Well, he ain't coming out in 10 minutes. He must be dead. I'll go tell his wife to go get married." What a nice friend he had, that he gave him at least 10 minutes. Ubavi debatagbezi, when he told the household. Now, in the morning, the sun shone. He figured out the exit. Lamacha, the next day, Zarcha Chama. The sun shone. The hikar pischa shamachila, and he recognized the entrance of the burrow. Uba, and he came. Umatsa hesped gado betagbezi. He found. They were giving a moving eulogy in his house. So he sat down on the bench and he took out his box of tissues and he wept. And he said, "Yeah, he was a great guy." And I said, "Huh, that voice sounds familiar, you know." And they said, "How'd you get here?" So basically, Amar Rebbe, Kama gedoylem divrei chachamim. How great are the words of the sages. Sha'amru, they said, Mayim sheyeshlam soif ishtem utaras. Finite water, the woman is... His wife is mutter. She'ein lo'em soif ishtay asura. But endless waters, the wife is asur. Look how smart the rabbis are. They understand physics, ecology, science, and they know that endless waters is possible to survive. All right, I'll spill the beans, even though maybe I have to use this for Ian Shur. If I do, then you'll have to hear it again. But there's a sefer, Divrei Yecheskel, think from the Shinovar, who interprets this Gemara amazingly, that the psukim of the Chachamim changed the reality of the world. Before the rabbis paskin, Mayim She'en Lohem Soif, Ishtai Asura, it would be impossible for anybody ever to survive Mayim She'en Lohem Soif. But by the rabbi saying, Mayim She'en Lohem Soif, Ishtai Asura, which establishes a reality that people could be saved in these desperate situations. So that's, in fact, what saved this person. What saved the person is the Chachamim saying, Mayim Shein Losef Ishtai Asura, that makes it that they're now phenomenon that a person could be saved by Mayim Shein Lohem Saif. Says Gemara, Ihachi Mayim Shein Lohem Saif Nami Leichesh L'mechila Shel Dagam. Why are you concerned for fish burrowing in finite waters? It says Gemara, "B'mayim sheish lam soif mechila shadagam moishchicha." Finite waters, fish don't typically burrow holes. I mean, you can ask why. Once the rabbis were at it, they should have said ishtay asura b'mayim sheish lam soif. I guess you know it's too. How far are you going to push the envelope? By the way, it's not pasha that this is pshat in what happened, but. Okay. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, "Ha, the Amar Rabban Amayim Shein Lam Sevish Dasura." This that the rabbi said, endless waters, the wife is usher. Why is the wife usher? Because we're choshesh that the guy got carried to the other end of the river. Now, why? If the guy's alive, how come we don't know about it? He's going incognito. Ah, Hanimili Benish Ta'ama. That's if he's an average guy. Aval Tzumer Rabban, if he's a Torah scholar, loy, there's no chash. What are we worried about? Either Salik, if he emerged, Kala Isle, everyone's going to know this rabbi is alive. And the Gemara is not true. V'loihi loishna inish ta'alma v'loishna tzumer abanan. Doesn't matter. Even a rabbi could go incognito. The beard could go so quickly, nobody know where he is, who he is. Now, listen to this. Di'evet in l'chachil aloi. Even though ma'im shen la'am soif ishta yasura, that's l'chachila ishta yasura. But if she marries, but di'evet, she could stay with the guy. Now we have the most famous Gemara in Shas, because by every Siyam HaShas, everybody likes to quote it. But I think we should co-opt that. We're going to co-opt this Gemara. Watch this. We're going to take back, we're going to reclaim this Gemara. Tanya, Amaram Gamliel, Pamachas HaYisi Mahalach B'Sir, I was once going on a boat. V'Yisi Svin Achash and Ishbara, I saw another boat that was capsized. V'Yisi Mitztara, Talmud Chacham Shabbat. I was greatly distressed because there was a great rabbi in that other boat. Omanu Rabbi Akiva. I couldn't believe Rabbi Akiva was on the boat. And I was so distraught. What, Rabbi Akiva is going to drown? And when I went up on the dry land, none other Rabbi Akiva came to talk and learning with me. Amarti le b'ni mihelcha. My son, how'd you get here? Amar li daf. Shall Svina Nizdaminli, a plank of a boat happened my way, the Cholgal Vagal Shaba Alai, and every wave that came my way, Na'anesi Lai Roshi, I bow to it. So Rameir Shapiro gave a famous drasha, finding source for Daf Yoimi in this Gemara, that when you're beset by the waves of life, so the one thing you could cling to is Daf Yoimi. But probably if Rameir Shapiro was alive today, he would have promoted a different method of learning, perhaps. He would have said this Gemara is a raya to Daf HaShavua, you know? Anyway, but Mikan Amru Chachomim, from here the rabbi said, Im Yavoy Risham Al Adam Yinano L'Reshay. Wicked people start challenging you, bow your head. Amarti, Rabbi Kiva said, Boisasha, Kama Gedoilim. Excuse me, Rabbi Gamliel said, I said at that time. Actually, Rabbi Kiva said. What do you have? Who said it? Probably Rabbi Kiva. Amarti, Boisasha, at that time I said, Kama Gedoilim, Divrei Chacham. How great are the words of the sages. Shamru, they said, Mayim Sheish Lahem Soif Muteres, endless waters are permitted. Mayim she'en lohem seif asura, finite waters are asur. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Surfers call this maneuver duck diving. Okay. Yeah, Rabbi Kiva surfed home. Mestama. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Kiva, pam achas hayisi mahalach v'sin. One time I was going on a boat. V'risi Svina Achashim Terefzim, I saw another boat capsizing. V'risi Mitzal Tamachachim Shabbat, and I was distressed about a Tamachachim on money, Rabbi Meir. My Rebbe, Rabbi Meir. Actually, my student, Rabbi Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. Kishalis Lamedinas Kaputkia, when I got to Kaputkia, anyone know where Kaputkia is? One of you guys know. Thanks, Michael. What? I knew I could count on you for that. Very good. Yeah, the cup. You could go there today. We didn't. I wanted to. You could go to Kaputkia today. It's in Turkey. They have catacomb. They have these cave formations. It's amazing. Anyway, when I went to Kaputkia, by the way, some say Ramir is buried in Turkey. You know that? It's mashma. Okay, but anyway. When I got to the shore, Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Meir came to learn with me. Had you get her, Amali, Gal Tardeni Lechaveri. One wave cast me to the next, and one to the next, Ad Shehikiani, until it spit me out to the dry land. Amarti Baisasha said at that moment, Kama Gedoilim Divrei Chachamim, Shamru, Mayim Sheish Lahem Soif Ishtay Muteres, endless water, finite waters. Your wife is mutter, ma'im shein lam sef ishtem asura. Okay, Rabbi Say, that will be this Amud, okay? And if with your permission, I'm going to go to the Mishnah, okay? Good?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.